Now, once we've gone through this process, are we done finding pain? Why not, Joe?
You got to get pain for your solution.
When we talk about pain, you got to find pain in three areas. Pain for you.
Solution.
Pain for the solution that you're bringing to the table. And pain for the features and benefits of the product. Of the three, let's assume for a second that you've done a good job of finding pain for the solution. They need long-term care. They need a new home. They need legal work. They need computer systems. They need life insurance. They need chiropractic health care. Done a good job with that. What's left? Of the two, which one's most important?
You.
Why?
Because if you get features and benefits taken care of, you just made a sale for somebody else. They don't have it for you.
Go back to Ron's discussion. You bought a Mercedes for an attorney. You just bought a deck for your competitor, okay? Or a Mercedes or an Infiniti or something for them. You've got to address this issue, right? That is probably the, when it comes to finding pain, probably the single biggest mistake that people make. They might do a decent job of finding out that the person they're in front of is a good prospect for the product, the solution they provide. But if we don't find reasons for them to leave who they're currently doing business with, or find why they would have pain to do business with you, you'll put a check in somebody else's pocket. Now, before we get over here, let's go back to solutions for a second. Let's assume for a second that I just found one pain. And the pain was paying attorneys $50,000. And once we got to the real pain at the bottom of that one issue, paying money to the attorneys, you've got to say something like, what else? Ideally, you'll want to come up with two or three different pains, two or three different things that there's some anguish, mental anguish about, in order for them to get to take action. What are we trying to do? We're trying to build up enough pain for not changing to overcome the pain of
change.
All right? One pain alone probably won't do it. Now, another area that you might find pain, though, is over here, and that's doing business with somebody else. So let's talk about how we transition here. Joe, I think I understand what your concerns are about making sure that your computer system is up and running the way it should. You don't have any computers in your office now, right? Except for the one on your desk.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Why did I ask the question?
You know the answer.
I walked in, the receptionist had one, and other people had. I mean, you got to ask the question. Knew the answer to the question. What's our next question? If Joe has got computers already, what question do you need to ask relative to have him having pain to business with you?
Why don't you pick up the phone and call your current vendor?
What happened when you asked your current vendor about this problem?
I prefer that question, but that's my style. You guys come up, you understand the concept. Why didn't you pick up the phone and call your current vendor? What's going to happen when you ask Joe that question? One or two things. What are they?
He's going to lie to you, probably.
He's going to lie to you, but what are the lies going to sound like? Either he did call the incumbent, or he didn't call the incumbent. I mean, Joe, what happened? Where'd you get your current computers from?
We bought them from Micro Center.
Okay. When you called Micro Center to tell them to come out and solve this problem for networking, what did that sound like?
Well, we call them, and they don't specialize in networking. They're just a retail distributor of computers.
And you guys like that answer? I would, too.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
What?
Now, you guys adopt your own style. I mean, that works for me. Well, how do you get someone to repeat the statement they make? Mark, when you hear something you like, how do you get them to repeat it?
I usually say something to the extent that, can you tell me that again, or...
Could you repeat that? I'm not sure I caught it. What do you mean they don't
specialize in that?
Yeah. And sometimes you don't even have to complete the sentence. Just sit there and look at them. What do you mean they don't? And just shut up. Joe, what do you mean they don't?
They don't do that type of work.
At all?
At all.
All right. So who'd they recommend?
They didn't.
And let me know if this is a safe assumption or not, that you're a prudent businessman. I like to think so. If we're going to redo this thing, what kind of budget have you got for this deal? $10,000. When you get ready to make a $10,000 decision, how do you go about doing that?
Make our decision based on that.
Okay. Now, we jumped into money a little bit, didn't we? But we still have to go back and focus on this. We've got to find out what? What do we have to find out here? What did we just find out about the Microsoft deal, Micro Center deal?
That they're not.
They're not in the deal, right?
Not in it.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about the incumbent.
Right.
What don't we know?
Who else is involved?
We don't know who else is involved. So there's different ways to get there. You might go into money, but I'm probably going to ask something like, well, Joe, what are you hoping? What we've got to figure out is what's your job description? Why? What do you have to do to get the business? Now, a typical way of asking that is, Joe, what do I have to do to get the business? Right? I don't think I have too much of a problem with that, except for it sounds old.
Right.
Walt, one of my first trainers, and I know Walt won't take this personally. One of his first things that he taught me was, if I could show you a way.
If I could solve your problem, where would you take action on?
If I could show you a way, do you see any what? Any reason why we couldn't do business together? And that's what most people do. They'll say something like that to Joe. Well, Joe, I think I understand your problems. Joe, if I could show you a way to solve those problems, do you see any reason why we can't do business together? What's the prospect 100% of the time going to say?
Sure. No problem.
Sure. Why? Because they translate that literally. Well, Joe, no, I don't see any reason why we can't do business together. What isn't Joe telling me? He's not telling me we will do business together. I asked him, do you see any reason why we can't do business? Well, no, I don't see any reason. That doesn't mean I'm going to get the business. That's why it's a bad line. Instead, say something like this. Joe, assuming we're an organization that you would want to work with, I'm not sure that we are. What is it, here's the question I want you to write down. What is it that you are hoping I could do? What is it that you're hoping I could do? What is it that you're hoping I could bring to the table? Suppose you had competition. Joe, I understand that you've got a bid from ABC Company, good high-quality company. What is it that you're hoping I could bring to the table that you haven't seen from them? Whatever it is. All right? What's going to happen? What's Joe going to do once I ask that question? Joe, what are you hoping I could do?
I'm going to tell you, basically what I was hoping you could do is at a better price get a service contract, and hopefully the bid would be a little lower.
You're going to get the bid situation, the price deal. What else could you get?